Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Gabrielle Catenaccio. An Israeli strike on Hamas targets in Doha that's killed six people has angered many of the country's supporters. Israel has taken full responsibility for the attack, but Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati says it only demonstrates the state of Israel has no desire to reach a ceasefire with the group. Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney, has criticised the attack, as has Spain's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez. Australia's Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, has told Channel 9 the attack risks an escalation of conflict in the region.
We certainly think this was the wrong thing to do because, as you said, it violates Qatar's sovereignty. And Qatar has also been the country that has been so involved in the negotiations for a ceasefire and the release of hostages, which is what we all want.
A Russian airstrike has killed 24 elderly people who were collecting pensions in a village in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says they were killed when a guided bomb struck the village of Yarova. President Zelensky says such attacks should prompt the country's allies to increase pressure on the Kremlin to end its war. The federal government has signed a new $1.7 billion contract for new autonomous undersea vehicles known as Ghost Sharks. The contract with Anduril Australia builds on the approximately $140 million already spent on the program. The government says the five-year contract will support around 120 existing jobs and create more than 150 new long-term ones at Anduril. Defence Minister Richard Marles says the drones will help Australia's Navy in a complex security environment.
We're going to be a little coy in terms of how we answer specific questions about what this can do, given the nature of what it does. But I go back to the words that we've used. This is a capability which will be able to engage in intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance and strike. And one should read those words to the fullest extent. That is the capability that we have here.
The Victorian government has suggested it will offer financial support to businesses in the town of Porepunkah as the search for alleged gunman Desmond Freeman continues. The details have yet to be formally announced. But Premier Jacinta Allen says the community was carrying a heavy burden since Freeman allegedly shot two police officers and then fled, prompting warnings to the public to stay away from the area. She says small business supports have already been provided to the town, and the government is also looking at what else it can do.
We're working through what that can look like, because we also need to be mindful that we are also working in an environment where there is a very significant police operation underway, and that is a police operation that continues to change and evolve depending on the circumstances of that investigation.
To sport and in cycling news, Colombian Egan Bernal has won a 16th stage at the La Vuelta race in Spain, But the event has ended 8 kilometres before the scheduled finish due to protests involving hundreds of pro-Palestine activists. They're objecting to the continued presence of the Israel Premier Tech team in the race. The latest protest has prompted a strong reaction from race director Javier Gullion, who wants the race to finish in Madrid on Sunday as planned. I'm Gabrielle Catenaccio. This is SBS News in Easy English.